You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got the NZ On Air Rewind.
Shout out to Lucia for doing this really great interview.
Yeah, this week she speaks with Greta from Super 8, who we're here playing over the weekend. So it should be cool. Stay tuned, we'll see you after this.
It's time for NZ On Air Music Presents Rewind.
I tried to do some research going into this interview, but all that I found out was that you were signed with Fly Nun and that your 1996 album Tiger is fucking amazing. What's some background information that the internet should have told me?
Well, it was made up of three of us, me on the drums, myself, Greta, Ben Howe on bass, and David Mulcahy on guitar. David Mulcahy came from a band called the John Paul Sartre Experience.
I interviewed one of their members last week.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Don't say Gary.
Yes, Gary.
Yeah, he lived here. I think I might have knocked on the door when you did that. And Ben Howe is now running Flying Nun and Flying Out. He works up at his Flying Out shop on top of Pitt Street. Yeah, and I think Dave's done a few different crazy adventurous things down in Christchurch with his music. The Sexy Animals were pretty entertaining. And we've got a little band room out here, out west, and I've sort of noodled away with different people, yeah, in that band room, played a few shows here and there since then, yeah.
Cool. How did your band form?
Well, it formed sort of through Dave and I. We were boyfriend and girlfriend, and Ben I was already playing with in an all-girl band called Blue Marbles, except Ben joined and stopped that all-girl band title. And so Dave and Ben and I started sort of after Dave left the John Paul Sartre Experience. We started playing together, and that's what happened, yeah. What else can I say about that time?
No worries.
It was my head. Yeah, it was pretty enjoyable. We sort of had practice rooms on K Road and Chinaman's Hill, different places, those two places mainly, and just did a few tours around New Zealand, did our album and all that sort of thing. And then Dave and I broke up, and that was the end of it. Yeah.
How did you come to the name Super 8?
I came to it just, I'm a bit of a, my little hobby is making up band names, and I've got lists and lists of band names actually, and have named a few bands around at the moment. I'm just a band name person.
What was your songwriting process?
It was pretty collaborative actually, mostly just jamming in the band room, although, you know, I'd say Dave is, you know, responsible for the lion's share of the songs, lyrics wise, but other Ben and I wrote some of the songs, but yeah, really mixed up really. Yeah, we all shared the songwriting and subsequently all share the publishing for all that music, yeah.
Cool. I've found that most of the bands that I interview have some weird fact or story, like the Jean Paul Sartre Experience releasing their first cassette tape in a dog food tin. Do you have any odd things about the band?
Well, the thing that just sprung into my mind was our really tragic last gig. I don't know why. It was on K Road. No, not K Road. Simon Street. And there was this... It was an old sort of cowboy restaurant or something that was up there. And we played, and I hope Ben Howe's not listening to this, but he made this really hilarious sign, and it was made out of flashing hose. You know, you can get that kind of flashing hose lights.
Yeah.
Lights that they're flashing. And I think he wrote our name in it, and it sort of flashed behind us. And I don't know, I found that really embarrassing and tragic because it was poorly attended with this sort of, you know, nutty light flashing behind us. So.
You've had several songs appear on the 95 BFM Top 10. What's your relationship with BFM like?
It's good. I enjoy what BFM do in Auckland. I really like those summer series that they do. I listen to it still. Like, I've got three radios loaded in my car, and BFM's one of them. Yeah.
Awesome. Back to Tiger. Who did the cover art? It's really, really cool.
It's actually a tiger tattoo from the, I think, from like a cheap $2 shop that I had. And the people that always used to do Flying Nunc albums put it together for us. And his name was John Pitcairn. And then used the same designer for all their sort of album covers. Yeah.
Cool. Is there anything more you'd like to say about the band?
Yeah, I've got these because I'm a high school teacher now, and I've got my teenage students who recently tracked me down on YouTube, and they're just squealing with delight seeing like the really silly videos that we used to make. And I just have to respond very stony-faced and professional and grown up, and just, you know, flick it off and say, now, about your schoolwork. Yeah.
Oh, I wish that I found my teacher's bands.
Did you have any band teachers?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. You might have. They might have just been hiding it. I mean, it's amazing what... there's a lot of old people running around that have done some pretty rock and roll things, and they just look like complete squares now, so... Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all I have for you tonight.
Okay, thanks.
You're not a nitpicker.
That was Rewind, presented by NZ On Air Music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.